share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. PM Mahidin has announced a targeted MCO that will be implemented on midnight of the 13th of January. Many parents were left wondering if their children will have to go to school or resume online learning. The Ministry of Education has issued out a statement that addresses the operation of educational institutes. KENYATAAN Media. PENGOPERASIANINSTITUSIPENDIDIKAN BAWA KEMENTERIANPENDIDIKAN Malaysia. Posted by Kementerian Pendidikan Malaysia on Monday, the 11th of January 2021. In MCO areas, here's what's applicable. Face-to-face classes for students who will be taking their SPM, SVM, SKM, STPM, STAM, DVM papers and other international papers that are of the same importance. Students in dormitories who will be sitting for the aforementioned exams are allowed to go back to their respective dorms starting the 16th of January 2021. A special letter permitting interstate, interdistrict travel will be issued out to the students by their schools. Primary school students and secondary school students from Form 1 to 4 will have online classes starting from the 20th of January 2021. The same goes for students in Semester 2 of SVM and/or DVM. For registered students who haven't sat for their PKSK to Form 1, they can do so from 20 till the 29th of January. As for registered students who haven't sat for their PKSK to Form 4, they can do so from 15 till the 25th of January. A permit will be given for interdistrict, interstate travel by the ministry. All educators will have to return to their respective workstations before the 20th of January. Educators involved in SPM, SVM, SKM, STPM, STAM, DVM will have to go to school to have face-to-face classes. A permit will be given to the educators. Students in matriculation colleges in MCO areas will have to remain in their respective colleges. Students in teacher training institutions located in MCO areas will have online learning starting from the 17th of January 2021. All private kindergartens registered with the Ministry of Education can continue operating face-to-face. For educational institutes in CMCO and RMCO areas, the operation of the institute is up to their own discretion. The ministry also hopes that education institutes that are not registered under MO to follow suit as well. The UK variant of COVID-19, UKB 1.1.7, has been found in Malaysia and it is said to make children more susceptible to contracting COVID-19. The education minister, Mohd Radzi MD Jidan, will be holding a live press conference on his Facebook page at 2 p.m. today. Hopefully, the concerns of parents, teachers, and schooling staff will be clarified then. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, here's everything you need to know about PM's latest announcement. Source, HR Asia. Source, Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.